You're listening to SBS News.
As politicians returned to Canberra after the long winter break, it was independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie who dominated the agenda in Parliament. Senator Lambie is likely to hold the key vote on the government's renewed push to drug test welfare recipients, and she was putting conditions on her support for the bill.
No, I won't be supporting it, and I won't be supporting it unless the services are there and I can see the rehab services and the services that these people need to kick their habit are actually set up, which I'm yet to see.
While Labor ramped up its attack on Energy Minister Angus Taylor, Labor is pursuing the minister over a 2017 meeting with Environment Department officials. It was held during an investigation into alleged poisoning of endangered grasslands by a company in which the minister's brother is a director. Labor leader Anthony Albanese calling on the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to sack Mr. Taylor.
Will the Prime Minister now do what he should have done weeks ago and sack this minister?
The Prime Minister has the call. Members on my right.
I will not cop lectures on integrity from the New South Wales Labor Party, Mr. Speaker. That mob, Mr. Speaker, stinks with corruption as we see it every single day in the Independent Commission Against Corruption.
Though it was Liberal MP Gladys Liu who dominated the political spotlight after an interview where she was unable to recall past ties with organisations linked to Communist China.
I can tell you that I cannot recall if, as is reported, that from 2003 to 2015, 12 years long, that if I can't recall, I can't be an active member of that council, can I?
The MP also refused to call China's activity in the South China Sea unlawful on three occasions. Labor's Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus used question time to pursue the matter. Mr. Morrison fired back, accusing Labor of a grubby smear campaign and suggesting the attacks are xenophobic.
Did the Prime Minister receive any advice about the current member for Chisholm from government agencies before or since the May 18th election?
Just because someone was born in China doesn't make them disloyal. What the member for Isaacs is doing is casting a smear on Chinese Australians, Mr. Speaker. I applaud the member for Chisholm. She's a great Australian who deserves to be in this house.
Scott Morrison's claims of grubby undertones became the subject of criticism. In 2016, he labelled former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari, Shanghai Sam, over links to China. But on Friday, the Prime Minister denied ever saying it.
It's about Shanghai Sam and he's got to go.
I didn't use either of those phrases, so I think people here today are focused on the fires, not Canberra. Thanks very much. Ta.
Well done.
When pointed to the fact that he did in fact use the phrase, the Prime Minister clarified. As senior government MPs publicly threw their support behind Ms. Liu, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull joined the row. He told reporters the backbencher needs to address the issue. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.